Our guest analyst, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, what a market here today with double-digit gains across the corn and the wheat.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's another week where we're adding risk premium to the market. You know, as we hit the end of the week here, it's a week where the funds are short, still trying to get out of a position. It's a week where we had a big farmer movement. But in the end, the dominant news was the fact that we are not getting the crop planted on a timely basis. A yield drag and an acre yield, both are in, down to some historical type of things on, you have to look back to years on corn like 2013, 95, 1993, wet years when we were not even this slow. So, you know, the debate is how many acres are not going to get planted on corn, how many are going to be switched, what's the yield drag, and then how much demand destruction do we do as we go up. So adding risk premium for now, Randy.
Yeah, and then too, you got, as you mentioned, a sizable long position by the funds, and when they start covering, this thing could not be over yet.
Yeah, you know, that's it. You know, now, the funds are still short, so, you know, they're still trying to cover. You know, the other thing that we have, of course, is the government came out with a program here, an assistance program due to the tariffs, that does give more encouragement to plant, continue to plant something. As of right now, if you don't plant, you won't get that payment, which we think is somewhere on a per acre basis of $40 to $45 an acre. We will see. As of right now, the government saying you have to plant. You can't take prevent plant to get those payments. So, you know, that one throws another wrinkle into the mix. How many acres will we actually lose if you're trying to collect the payment at the same time? So it's one of those that when you look at this market, though, it looks like we still have too many acres for the pull. And so make sure you keep an eye on your marketing strategies, particularly 2020 and 2021, as ultimately without weather problems, we have too many acres out there.
And then that's the thing. We've got, as you mentioned, it's a global market.
It's a global market. When you talk about the global market, Randy, I think we have to remember, I know we have some real issues here in the United States, no doubt about it, but we also had a huge cushion. And just want to remind people that last year we had a severe drought in between Argentina and Brazil on their production losses versus this year. It's about a 1.4 billion bushel difference. So, so far this year, we're calculating, and you know, you could have lost a billion bushels here, but very, very similar to what they lost in South America. On a global market, it's the rest of the world that'll plug some of these losses. So, you know, we have to be very careful, make sure we still do marketing. It's very tough when you have a yield going down and an acre going down.
Yeah, exactly. Livestock side of things, kind of choppy in the cattle market, but the hog market just fell out of bed.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at the cattle market, first of all, I mean, the cash cattle market continues to leak lower. We traded in the Southern Plains basically 114 to 115. The Corn Belt basically 114 to 116. We had a problem with the demand, the product moving slow with this wet conditions, across the United States, slowing down some of this demand when May is our best demand month of the year on beef, and that's coming to a close here. So that's an issue. We do think that as we get to the 1st of July, our overall numbers will go under a year ago from offers out here. So that may be a little bit supportive. We may have enough dialed into the market.
Anything else we need to be talking about or where?
Well, I think, Randy, when you look at the hog market, it just continues to be, you know, we go limit down here today to end the week. But it's a market that very dependent on Chinese buying, Asia buying, if you will, as their hog herd has certainly sliced down to some huge percentage. But it's the fact that we have record supplies in the U.S. and we're very dependent on our export market. The Chinese-U.S. talks did not go well this week. The market reacted very poor to a Chinese big purchase this last week on the sales. So respect the fact that you got to do some marketing, and I think that's where we're at.
All righty, very good. Don Rose at U.S. Commodities.